Hello, Abdurrahman, everyone. This is Holly, and I'm hoping that this post will be accepted kindly, and I hope it is the right thing to do to add it. I appreciate the efforts many loopers have made to try and approach difficult topics. It's not easy, especially not easy when we don't know each other better in day-to-day routines and life. We know each other online. I have been lucky enough to have met, privileged enough to have met a few of you in person. But only for short times, and we all, I think, realize that the more you share ordinary moments with someone, the better able you are to handle the not as ordinary moments together and maintain a relationship. You ask, Abdurrahman, is it fair to blame and condemn the second one and to turn a blind eye on the first one who caused the problem? And that is one question many people ask. And to answer that question, I would say no, it is not fair. But and so many of us have different but responses. But neither is it fair to react to the unfairness with acts of murder, for example. Defining what is fair or unfair. And learning how, or if, and when to respond to deal with the likely inevitable confrontations with unfair situations is one of life's hardest lessons. Speaking about myself, for myself, the answers to how or if and when to deal with unfair varies. It changes. It evolves as I grow older, as I have new experiences, as I learn from loopers and other people whom I meet. What I think of from my personal, and I will acknowledge to a great extent, privileged life, what I learn to be fair or what I learn to be unfair is likely different from each and every loop member's experiences. At least in some ways. And yet, many of us share examples of many things, of fairness, of food, of clothing styles, of preferred sleep times. We share many things that we don't agree on, and we can do so comfortably. It's when we reach things that have an element of unfairness, or, and I think unfairness covers it, it's when we have those types of questions with strong opinions that it gets trickier. One aspect of my personal answer to how to react to unfairness, to if I should react to unfairness, and when I should react, so what I should do if I should choose to do nothing, and when I take action or speak about something. One aspect of that, for me, has not wavered, does not vary. I know in my own self that one answer is be kind, is to be kind. When I confront unfairness, when unfairness confronts me, my first reaction might be anger, vengeance, not fear. I might be really angry. I might be really, really hurt. I might cry. I might scream. I might kick. I might go for a walk and punch the air. But I know that my answer to what I should do, to if I should do, to when I should do or say, I know that part of that answer is that I should be kind. Whether I am or not depends on many things. But I know that I should be kind. Sometimes that means being kind to myself. For example, if I choose not to react because I don't trust my reactions to be right, because I don't trust them to be effective, because I can't handle the emotional challenges to reacting, sometimes my choice is to be kind to myself and not do anything. Sometimes that decision torments me, and then it becomes a not kind answer, and I feel compelled to do something. So if I'm not kind to myself, or if I'm kind to myself and to others, the best result, if I keep that in mind strongly, then vengeance will never be my reaction. It might be my thought, certainly has been at times in the past, but it will not be the action I take. I do not believe that vengeance is kind, possibly a fleeting temporary release of pain, but that's not kindness. So be kind is always a part of my recommended answer for myself for what to do when things are unfair. I do believe that the emotional need for vengeance is understandable, is strong, or can be strong at different times, in different ways, for different people. These beliefs of mine leave me in a state of despair from time to time. Things happening around the world right now seem so unfair. They are affecting loopers, loop members that I know better than some other members, and I feel helpless, and I detest that feeling of helplessness. Sometimes, in moments of weakness, the result is I do or say something that I later regret. I am the founder of Loop, Learn English with a Worldwide Perspective. That does not mean that I just do whatever I want, say whatever I want to anyone, any time. It does mean that I take a burden of additional responsibility. In order to create this space that we call loop, I, or loop, we, ask each member, when you join, you have the choice to join loop or not to join loop. When you join, when you make the decision to join loop, in this space, this environment we call loop, you agree to the rights, roles, and responsibilities policy that we have posted. That policy is subject to change. I beg, I ask, and I feel I beg for feedback on how to word it better. The main premise is to be kind. For me, again, this is for me. Your voice is welcome. Your thoughts are welcome. But for me, that means that here on loop, we agree. We agree to communicate with compassion and respect, especially when we disagree. That's when it's hardest, I think. And it's double challenging for all of us because we are communicating in a language that is not highly comfortable for all of us. That makes it challenging to communicate, period. To communicate and communicate with compassion and respect is hard. I think Loop is a space where we agree to celebrate diversity and to nurture inclusivity. I kept that word there because it expresses well to me what I mean. I don't know how well it will translate, but to include all of us, to build, develop, respond, post in ways that celebrate our differences, celebrate the desire to learn more about each other's thoughts, and to somehow work toward a sense of community where we all feel included, where we're not pointing a finger and saying, well, we're right and they're wrong, and that's the way it is. Trying not to do that. Loop is a space, an environment that I think means we agree to try to promote peaceful social justice within the larger Loop community, and within the world, the wider community. I hope that people visiting our site feel more enabled to work toward being kind to others, to work toward what appear to be impossible solutions, impossible situations, where fairness seems absent, to try to find a way to bring justice for everyone. It seems an impossible task, but that's what we try to do. I think this means that we each agree to generously support Loop with our time, our effort, our enthusiasm, and financially. I certainly contribute financially. A few Loop members do. Not so many do. Many who cannot easily support financially do support with time and effort and enthusiasm, and that is greatly appreciated. And I think when you join Loop, you are agreeing that when we goof up, when we fall short, when we have made mistakes, that we kindly call each other back, back into the loop with Loop. I would love to have thousands of members who enjoy visiting Loop when they can and replying with kindness. Differences, yes. Acknowledging unfairnesses, yes. But in a way that somehow tries as best we can to incorporate kindness. It is asking a lot. I goof. I make mistakes. But I believe that a better loop, and by extension, a better world, is the result. So I hope to hear from you what you disagree with. I am often accused of being an idealist, having too positive of an attitude, smiling too much and thinking that that makes a difference. So where is this wrong? And how can you, if you agree, how can you suggest an improvement or participate with your time, your effort, your enthusiasm, when you can, how you feel you should, with your financial contributions? And when someone makes a mistake, any of us, write something that seems unkind or unfair, how we react is important. Deleting posts feels unfair to me, and I'm the one who does it. But to keep the greater loop in a kind space, unfair, unkind words have to be framed in a kinder way than the posts I delete. We are also stuck by Ning's terms and conditions. Ning does not allow bloody, violent photos, does not allow pictures of rape and horror. So even if we have words that frame that atrocity, outrage, even if we have words that frame that with some effort at kindness, we still cannot allow those images here on the site. So this is a long recording, but the rights, roles, and responsibility of Loop of our world is important to me. And I hope this helps you understand my position a little better. And I welcome feedback, suggestions for change. Loop is not perfect, but it is genuine. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.